teach your kids financial literacy but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/pod.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silter Har Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wild Card Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
And good morning, everybody. Welcome, Morning Drive. Goodman Hurdle, watch us at MyLifeSports.com. You can reach us. Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. Today, there's an auction for construction and contracting equipment for wheel loaders, a water truck, skid steers, dump trucks, street sweepers, pickup trucks, portable offices, and more. Auction is open at rollerauction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. I know that you are not a big social media guy.
I'm not even a small social media guy, but that's okay.
I know that you are on Twitter. I will never call it X. Sorry.
Okay.
That I'm going to call it the original name. If you want to change it, knock yourself out.
But sure.
When you hear X, you almost have to pause for a second to say, what's that? Everybody knows what Twitter is.
Okay.
What other things are you on? Are you on LinkedIn?
No. Wait a minute. I think I am on
there
LinkedIn.
There we go.
But I don't ever.
Don't participate.
No.
Are you on Facebook?
No. Okay. Never.
So you don't really participate.
No Instagram. No, no.
Okay.
No.
One thing that I find interesting about LinkedIn is that when you originally sign up, you put in some information.
Yep.
Right?
Sure.
And you know, you start it up and whatever. Little did I know that today all of you should have bought me a cake.
Is it your LinkedIn birthday?
It is my 15-year anniversary at the station.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Where's my cake?
Well.
That's what I thought.
You can't bake it and eat it too.
That's right. It's hard to believe.
Or let them eat cake.
Well done. Very well done. You were in Wichita at KWCH?
Yes.
How many years were you there? A long time.
28?
Right.
Yeah, something like that.
Right. And, I mean, I had a very nice television career, but I never stayed any place more than five years, right?
Sure.
So it's hard to believe I've been here for 15 years.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah, it's hard to believe that I've been in radio as long as I've done television.
Well, I'll say something about this.
I don't want to make this self-indulgent. It just happened to pop up
on my
LinkedIn account.
It's not self-indulgent, but I will say this. This business can chew you up and spit you out pretty quickly. And any time that you have a legacy and a trail that goes back that far,
I don't have that.
It shows that you are doing something right to stay in it. Mm. No, I think that there's truth in that.
Well, here's another way to put it. You've been a sportscaster for how many years, roughly?
40-some.
Okay. This is how I phrase it for you and how I would phrase it for me. For me, it's been 35 years.
Yep.
For you, let's just say for you, it's 45 years.
Sure.
You have not been in this business for 45 years. You have survived this business for 45 years.
And that's my point. There's a lot to be said about continuing to mold yourself in a fashion that is attractive to people, to employers, to listeners, or viewers. So there is a certain badge of courage that comes, not a badge of courage, but just a badge of perseverance that comes with longevity in this business, or really any business, really,
you
right?
know, it really isn't a badge of courage. It's just you have a lot of battle scars.
Yeah. So. And that's okay, too.
Yeah.
You're going to get those as you go. There are great
moments.
There's good moments. There's bad moments. There's moments that make you say, God, I'm glad I'm doing this, and I wouldn't want to do anything else. And then there are moments like, geez, do I have to get up and go in and do this today?
Listen, if you are an attorney, if you are in sales, whatever, when I say survived, I'm not looking for empathy. I know you aren't either. But the landscape in the media has so dramatically changed.
Sure.
Since I started in 1990.
Yeah.
Even in the last 10 years, it has dramatically changed, where stations are being sold and news directors are in and out every 3 to 5 years, and they want their own people. It's just kind of wild. Anyway, time now for The Lead.
The Lead is presented by Masterpiece Roofing. When a hailstorm hits, Masterpiece will fight your insurance company and make your roof look like a masterpiece. Go to MasterpieceRoofing.com.
All right, yesterday we talked about how ESPN ranked the Broncos roster 31 out of 32 teams. I took a deep dive into the roster because I'm all about the deep dive.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wanted to celebrate 15 years by finally doing a deep dive on something. With that, what I'm about to say to you, I don't know if you're going to find this to be alarming or a positive. When you look at the young talent on the Broncos roster that's expected to contribute this season.
Right.
Outside of Marvin Mims, who's 22 years old. Bo Nix, Pat Surtain, Javonte Williams, Greg Dulcich, Nick Benito, Riley Moss, Jaquan McMillan. 7 guys.
Uh-huh.
All considered to be the young talent.
Right.
Maybe the young core of this team, right?
Right.
All of them are 24 years old.
Yep.
Now, 24 years old compared to me and you, that's really young, right? We have cavities older than all those people.
Right.
Okay. In the football world, in the sports world, 24, it's not that old either. And I understand that. However, all those guys that I just mentioned, when the season starts, all those guys, relatively speaking, are going to be 25. I know 25 comes after 24. Let me get to the point here. Is it a little concerning that none of these guys outside of Surtain, the young core of this team, has proven anything yet and is 24 too old to be referred to as a young player?
Well, you have to understand a little bit about the economics of football and where you are in terms of service relative to your fifth-year option. So
if you're a first-round pick.
Right, if you're a first-round pick in particular.
Nick Benito doesn't qualify for
there's
that.
Only,
Dulcich, yep. Moss, McMillan.
There's one guy here that qualifies. Well, two. Bo Nix, we're not worrying about for a couple of years. Pat Surtain is coming due.
Even Mims doesn't get a fit.
Nope, sure doesn't. So anyway, so you get that under control and figure that out, and then you go on a case by case basis. Jaquan McMillan is a guy, right? He's a guy. We play football now in the NFL where your nickel is almost your base package. Everyone will talk about, well, what kind of defense do
you think he's just a guy? I thought he was pretty good last year.
No, I mean a guy.
Oh, okay.
He's a guy.
Oh, okay.
I think he is a guy. Not just.
He's not Jag.
He's not just a guy.
Oh, okay.
He's a guy.
Yes, I agree.
Okay? Jaquan McMillan is a guy. Especially in the world of defenses.
Then again, we thought Damari Mathers was a guy.
Yeah, but Jaquan McMillan has done it in basically 2 years. Damari Mathers fell off the edge of
the earth. 2 years. He did it last year. Yeah. 2 years ago? I don't remember that. 2 years ago, he was playing?
Jaquan McMillan, I think, well.
Two years ago?
I'm counting
last year.
Where we are now. I think that he's a guy for them now.
Well, Damari Mathers in his, if you want to call it breakout season, was a guy. And then last year, which was his second year, you're like, what the hell happened?
Yeah, and that's fair. I mean, we'll have to see how that happens and how that works. I mean, we're still in a prove it phase. But I will stick with Jaquan McMillan as a guy.
Me too.
I think Pat Surtain has proven himself to be wherever, you know, Pat Surtain's one of the best players.
But is 24 too old to be considered a younger player when you're no. 6 months away from being 25?
No, I don't think so. I think you're pretty young still. Yep. Aren't you?
When you haven't done much yet?
You're
considered the young core of this team. You're closer to 25 than you are your 24th birthday, and you still haven't done a lot yet, and you're considered the core? Because who's much younger that we're really looking at that, you know, the draft class, I suppose, and then you have Marvin Mims.
I don't mind. I kind of like the Broncos' young core, and I would consider 24 to be part of a young core.
I would agree, but I'm saying, what has Riley Moss done? What has Javonte Williams done, despite his first season? Dulcich, Benito, Riley Moss, what have they done? Bo Nix is a rookie.
Well, Nick Benito has flashed. Greg Dulcich has flashed. And that's all you can, I mean, that's it.
Greg Dulcich has not flashed.
Well, he is, no, because he hasn't been on the field enough.
Right.
But I do think that it doesn't matter what I think, Sean Payton likes him.
Let me take this another step. When you look at the way the Broncos draft, not every draft pick is like this, and I understand that.
Sure.
But it seems like Sean and George like to draft older players, and maybe that's why we're in this situation. Okay? Let's look at this year's past class. Okay? Bo Nix, we knew his age.
Yeah.
Right? Chris Abrams-Drain is going to be 23 in October.
Yeah.
Devon Vele is going to be 27 this season.
Yep.
They like those guys. That's okay. The Garrett Bowles School of Drafting. We don't care how old you are. Because you come in with experience.
Yeah, but and you have team control on the contract for the first X amount of time. I mean, you know, you're going to get these guys a little bit more on the cheap, even with the experience. Hey, look, I don't worry about the experience as much as I worry about the talent.
Sure.
I mean, so you got to have the talent first. Then the experience is a nice thing to have if you've got the talent. But I would rather have the talent all day. Whether the guys that we're talking about have this kind of talent remains to be seen. But I am fairly encouraged by the youthful wave on this football team. Is it going to equate in terms of wins and losses, wins this season? Probably not. But can it?
So now these guys are going to be 25. Look at Riley Moss. He's 24, right? He's going into his second year. Am I wrong about that?
No, you're right.
So he was drafted at 23? I mean, they like to really draft older guys. That's good, I suppose.
Yeah.
But they better be ready to play.
Yeah.
Riley Moss wasn't ready to play. Apparently.
Well, I mean, but he was fairly active on special teams by the end of his first season that was injury riddled. So, yeah. I mean, I hear you. No, you're right. I can't argue, nor do I feel the need to argue with you.
It just seems like that their young core is old. That's what it's kind of like when you look at a baseball team and their AAA roster. If they're players are 27, 28 years old, that's not a good thing. It's not a good thing.
Well, 24 is a lot different than 27 or 8.
Usually, guys come out of college at the age of 21.
Yeah.
Okay. And you're
well, not in the age of, if they've stayed in college, in the age of the 6 years of COVID.
That's fair.
I mean, you
that COVID,
it's changed that, things a that, little bit.
That's a fair point. Coming up after the break, former NFL scout Daniel Jeremiah, also works at NFL.com as an analyst, has started taking looks at guys who are going to be coming out in the draft. I know, can't believe we're already talking about the draft. But Shedeur Sanders, that was his first in-depth look. What does he think of Deion Sanders? What does he think of Shedeur Sanders? And is there a comp in the NFL? Is there a player that he looks at and says, this guy who's currently playing is a good comp for Shedeur Sanders? When you hear who this guy is, you're going to be like, wow. That's next. This one got a princely racket.
That's what I said now. Got some mixy love on his jacket. eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own? With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you can make sure your ride stays running smoothly. Brake kits, LED headlights, exhaust kits, turbochargers, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle. Presented by Silter Har Mazda, a no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Wow, this is old school.
Sure is.
What is it, Way Back Wednesday?
Way Back Wednesday.
So how do we, because it seems like at times we go way back. So it would be Throwback Tuesday. What would Thursday?
Well, Throwback Thursday.
Throwback Thursday. So what would Tuesday be if you wanted to take it back a couple decades? How about Monday? What about Friday? Flashback Friday?
Yeah, Fallback, Flashback Friday.
Yeah, right. We can always find something to fit our narrative.
But do we need to always go back?
Not really.
Okay.
No, I'm good without it.
Yeah.
Welcome back. Morning Drive. Goodman Hurdle. Watch us. MileHighSports.com. You can reach us. Roller Auctions Twitter feed. At Bruce Hurdle. At Eric Goodman. Today, auction for construction and contracting equipment for wheel loaders, a water truck, skid steers, dump trucks, and more. Auction is open at RollerAuction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at RollerAuction.com/MHS. In the meantime, if you own a truck or a 4x4 and you want to soup that thing up, make it the coolest thing in the neighborhood, best thing on the road, go to High Country Performance 4x4. They only use the top brands. They sell the top brands to do rebuilds, seasonal inspections, custom fabrication, a whole lot more. There are a lot of places out there that claim to be like High Country Performance 4x4, but nobody does it like they do. Just go to their website. HCP4x4.com, HCP4x4.com, and look at the pictures. You're going to be like, damn, I could do that. Seriously, go to their website and you'll be like, oh my God. And you'll be driving to Englewood right now. Go check them out. High Country Performance, 4x4, building cool stuff since 1980. Time now for The Buzz.
The Buzz is presented by High Country Performance 4x4 in Englewood, Colorado's premier one-stop shop for anything and everything 4x4s and trucks. High Country Performance 4x4, building cool sh- since 1980. Go to hcp4x4.com.
NFL.com analyst and former NFL scout Daniel Jeremiah has started taking a first look at some of the top prospects in college football for the draft in 2025. This is what he wrote about Shedeur Sanders. This is what he liked. Sanders, pure thrower. Plenty of arm strength. He can drive the ball downfield. He can throw with timing and anticipation. Toughness. Jumps off the screen. Will plant his feet in the ground while under duress, choosing to accept physical punishment to achieve completions. That's a good thing.
That's also part of what he needs to improve.
Okay, let's get into that. This is what Jeremiah wrote. I admire his willingness to exhaust every down, but his tendency to never give in and hold the ball results in too many sacks. Some of these are unavoidable, to be fair. However, these are times when he tries to do too much instead of dirting the ball and saving yards. Stubbornness and aggressiveness aren't the only reasons for these sacks. Sanders lacks the ideal urgency to avoid defenders and create space and time within the pocket. This is Jeremiah's biggest takeaway, and this should give you pause. Sanders has the foundation in place to develop as a solid NFL starter. Notice he didn't say great. Notice he didn't say generational. Notice he didn't say franchise. Solid. I love that he doesn't throw interceptions. He sees the field well, can make every throw, ultra competitive. Sanders reminds me of Geno Smith.
Ooh. Ooh. Okay.
You and I talked about it during the break. Sanders, undoubtedly, barring injury, is going to be a top five pick in this draft.
Yeah.
If he becomes Geno Smith, Shedeur Sanders will be seen as a bust.
Yes, that is exactly right. So let's hope for creating a different kind of persona. I don't think the comparison is unfair. I really don't.
I don't think the analysis.
Oh, the analysis is solid.
So, is this what Geno Smith is? Maybe. I don't watch enough Geno Smith. What I do know is, in a draft class that was completely lacking in quarterbacks, he was taken in the second round.
Yeah. Yeah. I had Geno Smith twice live in his time at West Virginia, and he was underwhelming both times. I've seen Shedeur Sanders a couple of times live. I love him. I mean, I love his game. He is doggedly determined to hang in there and try to make a play. It hurts him sometimes, but I think that that comes with time and experience. He has all of the requisite skill set to be a solid NFL starter. How he grows and continues to improve and evolve will determine whether he becomes more than that. It's a good place to start.
One thing that Jeremiah didn't talk about is my biggest concern, actually.
Okay.
When you are the quarterback of a college football team and you're really good like Shedeur Sanders is, you are the big man on campus.
Sure.
Make no mistake about it. There's a little bit of favoritism there. There is no doubt about that when you are the star quarterback. However, Shedeur Sanders gets far more leeway, far more rope, far more say about what goes on, I believe, in that program than maybe any quarterback in the history of college football.
Huh.
Because daddy is the coach.
Yeah.
And daddy wants what's best for his son, like throwing for a lot of yards. Maybe he'll win the Heisman. It is my understanding that one of the biggest problems last year was the relationship between the former offensive coordinator and Shedeur. Shador wanted to throw the ball. It's my understanding he wanted to run the ball more.
Yeah, that's a problem. But that all, and Deion knows that. The irony is that Deion actually knows this.
Yeah, but the problem is he has a blind spot because it's his kid.
And that may very well be, but he knows damn good and well, you just don't walk into the NFL with this kind of mindset and expect people to kind of bow down to you on it.
He is the kid walking the runway in Paris and all of these extra privileges. And I get that because that's the way college football is. But if Shador Sanders walks into an NFL locker room, like the big man on campus, and he thinks that what he has gotten away with at Colorado is going to fly in the NFL, he is going to be duct taped to a goalpost faster than you can imagine.
Doesn't he appear to be, though, a guy? I'm going to give Shador Sanders the benefit of the doubt and say that he will adjust quickly, because I think he does have, I think he's got some sense about him. I do. I don't think it's necessarily all about him. Yes, he goes over the line sometimes on stuff. I hate the bling stuff on the field.
That's very Johnny Manziel, isn't
it?
Yeah,
it is. That's my own personal feeling. But I do think that when push comes to shove and he gets into the NFL, I think that he will understand that he is basically starting over again, and there is a process that needs to be followed to gain the type of respect to be the type of personality and character that he wants to be.
Shador can get away with anything that he wants.
In his current situation, I think you're absolutely right. And I mean, really, there's one guy that checks him. That's it. There's one guy that checks him.
And I don't think he's...
And I don't know how much Deion's checking him.
I don't think he checks him.
There you go.
Do you think he does?
Maybe. I don't know. I mean, I'm not... I don't know the whole parenting structure and how it works. I think Shador Sanders has gotten to this place in pretty good shape. So there are plenty of things that have been done well with him in the process of raising this guy. So I'm going to give them all the benefit of the doubt. I just think that the persona that Sanders is now, and I'm talking about Shador, will have to change going into his first year in the NFL.
I don't think he's changed.
Okay. Well, then there will be a challenge. There will be a challenge.
Right.
The ultimate thing in an NFL locker room is, can this guy help us win?
Right.
That is the first and really only question. Guys can put up with a lot of other stuff if the answer to that question is yes.
If he can, yeah. But if he walks in like, I'm here.
Well,
I have arrived. To me, he strikes me as that type of guy. That's how he strikes.
Yeah.
You know why?
No,
want to know why?
Yeah.
Well, Daddy did the same thing.
Yes.
When he was drafted. I'm here. Look at me. Look at my ropes. Look at me. Look at me. Look at me. Shador, same way. Look at me.
Shador doesn't have the cred.
He thinks he does.
That Deion had at this point in his college career.
That's even more dangerous.
Yeah.
When you think you have it, but you really don't.
I mean, Deion was, at this point in his career at Florida State, was already a mega star. I think Shador is, he's a guy that I think we expect a ton out of. Is he a Heisman Trophy candidate? He's going to have to get there. I don't think he starts the season as one, even though I think it'll be easy for people in Boulder to just declare him as one.
Yeah. By the way, you know what I'd be curious to see? What if Shador Sanders, what if he got pulled over for a DUI. How would Dion punish Shadur in the context of playing football? Because I'll tell you right now, what happened at Oklahoma State is so incredibly egregious, I am understating it. And oh, by the way, Mike Gundy, you're not a man, whether you're 40 or 50 or 20. And he proved it to everybody yesterday.
One, here comes the two, to the three, to the four. Tell him bring another round, we need plenty more. Two stepping on the table, she don't need a dance floor.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman, Hurdle. Watch us at MyLifeSports.com. You can reach us, Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. Today, there's an auction for construction and contracting equipment for wheel loaders, a water truck, skid steers, street sweepers, pickup trucks, portable offices, and more. Auction is open at rollerauction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. Time now for What's Trending.
What's Trending is brought to you by Nola Jane Restaurant and Bar. Let Nola Jane spice up your next trip to Lodo with the best Cajun cuisine in Denver.
Oklahoma State running back Ollie Gordon, Big 12's Offensive Player of the Year last season, was recently arrested for a DUI. Head coach Mike Gundy said, not going to suspend him. Not best for the school. It's not best for the team if he gets suspended. And here is his reason why.
So I look on what would be the legal limit. Like in Oklahoma, it's 0.08, and Ollie was 0.1. So I looked it up, and it was based on body weight, not to get into the legal side of it, but I thought really two or three beers or four. I'm not justifying what Ollie did. I'm telling you what decision I made. Well, I thought I've probably done that 1,000 times in my life. And I, you know, it was just fine. So I got lucky. People get lucky. Ollie made a decision that he wished he could have done better. But when I talked to Ollie, I told him, I said, you're lucky you got out light. Because you make a lot of money to play football.
Yeah, but anytime as a mentor, as a leader, that you get a chance to make an example or at
teacher.
Least to teach a lesson.
Yeah.
I mean, anytime that you have that opportunity, you should always take that opportunity, especially in the case of a star player, as an example to the rest of his teammates. I just think this is something fundamentally that I disagree with Coach Gundy, who's, by the way, a hellacious good football coach.
I can't call him Coach Gundy. He's Mike.
Mike.
He's Mike. He's no longer, he just lost the term coach because coach is code for teacher and he didn't teach anything.
Yeah, I think that.
But it's good to know that he drives over the legal limit all the time.
Well, I mean, it's Oklahoma, so, and I don't say that casually, but seriously, when you have a chance, when you have a teaching moment, it doesn't always have to be on the football field. Sometimes it's off the football field.
Let me say a couple things. For starters, if this was a backup player, I have very little doubt the guy would have been suspended for one game. Then I thought, you know what? Who's Oklahoma State opening up the season against? Are they opening up against USC? Are they opening up against Clemson? Maybe there's a reason why that Gundy wants Gordon on the field. Well, I don't think he really needs him on the field, against the South Dakota State Jackrabbits. However, rushing for 1,700 yards last year, knowing he might be able to stat pad against those guys to maybe get close to 2,000 and put himself in the Heisman conversation, maybe that has something to do with it.
Well, he was the quarterback when Barry Sanders put together arguably the best season in college football history as a running back. So he's got a pretty good example and won a Heisman Trophy for it, by the way, at Oklahoma State. So he's got a pretty good example that that he grew up with. I don't know. I mean, I think it was a missed opportunity, and I think that there's a little bit of disingenuousness there, but that's how he chooses to do things.
With how he presented it, that falls squarely under the category of it is better to be assumed ignorant than to open your mouth and remove all doubt. That's exactly what the man who said, who is most famous for saying, I'm a man, I'm 40.
Come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
He just trumped himself. He really did. And this is what I'd be curious to know more so than anything else. Oklahoma State has a relatively new president, Casey Shrum. I'm wondering if she knew about this. I'm wondering if Gundy made this decision unilaterally.
I would very much doubt it. She might have been aware of the DUI, but this would be a Mike Gundy thing.
Correct.
Understanding the culture at Oklahoma State.
I'm wondering what Casey Shrum is thinking today, knowing that her head coach went out there and instead of suspending his star player for playing against the Jackrabbits, instead made himself and the Oklahoma State institution look like a bunch of jackasses.
Yeah. I mean, I have no response for that. I would imagine that she probably cringed when she heard that yesterday.
But at the end of the day, what's she going to do about it? Nothing?
I mean,
nothing?
She's going to suspend Mike Gundy for a game?
Yeah.
Nah.
Okay.
I would be flabbergasted if that happened. Flabbergasted. Which is a hell of a word. Flabbergast. Yeah.
Is Mike Gundy really that great of a coach where he's not replaceable?
Well, he's won 68% of his games over 19 years.
And how many times has he played in the college football playoff?
None.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, right. It's not like Oklahoma State doesn't have the money to pay.
Oh, no. Oklahoma State's got plenty of money.
That's my point.
Mm-hmm. Right. Sure. Absolutely.
I'm not saying fire Mike Gundy.
Oh, yeah. Well, that ain't happening.
But he just made. Now, I'm sure there are plenty of alumni who are thinking the same thing as Mike Gundy because all they care about is winning football games. But if I'm the president of the school.
Eric, we know damn good and well that everything is clouded in terms of judgment relative to college sports, college football in particular, based on who you support and who you want to win. It is what it is. So,
Mike Gundy is not Lincoln Riley. Mike Gundy is not Barry Switzer. Mike Gundy is not Bob Stoops. He's Mike Gundy. He's not one of the greatest coaches of all time. He's just not. He's not. Sorry.
Okay.
But they're treating him like he is.
Well, I mean, he's been to like 20 straight bowls, 18 straight bowls. He's 12-6 in bowl games. I mean. And he's been ranked every single year for the last 16 years, at least at some point during the season.
I am not debating that. By the way, I don't see a lot of Sugar Bowls on there. I don't see a lot of Orange Bowls on there, and I certainly don't see a lot of Fiesta Bowls on there. I see two Fiesta Bowls, but I also see the Cheez-It, the Liberty, the Texas, the Alamo. There is a Sugar Bowl there. You got the Cactus Bowl. Heart of Dallas Bowl.
Okay.
Independence Bowl.
I mean, I hear where you're going. I respectfully disagree. The dude can coach.
I didn't say he couldn't.
Yeah, the dude can coach, and he can coach at a high level. I do think that Mike Gundy is one of the better coaches in college football. That's my own personal feeling.
I think he's a very good coach. I'm not suggesting that he should be fired. What I'm saying is he's not a top 10 coach in college football.
Yeah.
I don't think he is. You think he is?
Probably not.
He's not. With that, if I'm the president, I say, what the F are you thinking? Making a unilateral decision. This is not your decision. This is my decision. The chancellor needs to step in. You just made us look like fools. And then you went out there and admitted that you drive drunk all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, that was just as bad.
Right.
Maybe even worse.
You got to be some kind of stupid to be standing up there and making that admission.
Let me just say, I will say this and then whatever. It didn't surprise me to hear it from him. It didn't surprise me.
You know who you wouldn't hear that from? Nick Saban.
No. You wouldn't hear it from just about any other coach in the country.
Right.
I mean, seriously.
Right.
It was remarkable. But it was right out of the Mike Gundy school.
I'm a man. I'm 40. And I drive drunk all the time. What do we have coming up on Just In Case You Missed It?
We'll discuss the Nuggets officially signing Vlatko Čančar to a new contract, and will Dak Prescott and the Cowboys get a deal done soon? That's coming up next on Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle on Mile High Sports.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda, a no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Let me say one more thing about this Mike Gundy thing. Mike Gundy's a very good coach. Oklahoma's had plenty of opportunities to hire him and didn't. They didn't want him.
Well, they don't want an Oklahoma State guy.
If he's that good, you hire him. Mm-mm. They had opportunities. They've had plenty of consistency at Oklahoma State with Mike Gundy.
Well, his brother was a quarterback at Oklahoma.
Yeah.
But once Bob Stoops came in, then Stoops basically had control over the pick that would replace him, and that was Lincoln Riley.
Well, Lincoln Riley has far more cachet going into Oklahoma, didn't he, than Mike Gundy?
Lincoln Riley was like from East Carolina.
Well.
So, I mean, I don't know. I mean, that was, but I mean, he made a very strong impression offensively at Oklahoma from jump.
Right. Anyway.
But anyway, you know.
Looks like his brother was an OU assistant head coach and the director of recruiting and inside receivers coach at one time too.
Yeah. The Gundy family is large at both Oklahoma and Oklahoma State.
All right, if you want to reach us, do so on the Roller Auctions Twitter feed at Bruce Hurdle at Eric Goodman. There's an auction today for construction and contracting equipment for wheel loaders, water trucks, skid steers, dump trucks, pickup trucks, and more. Auction is open at rollerauction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. Time now for the final word.
The final word. Are you ready? Presented by Greenfield's Pool and Sports Bar in Lakewood. Greenfield's has everything under one roof, including the best happy hour in town. 2-for-1 wine, well, and drafts from 3 until 7 p.m.
G just in case you missed it. Presented by Mountain High Appliance, Colorado's favorite appliance store for 30 years. With locations in Louisville, Colorado Springs, and Littleton. Go to mountainhighappliance.com.
All righty, guys. Just in case you missed it, the Nuggets have officially signed Vlatko Čančar to a new contract, with it being a one-year deal at the veterans minimum. Čančar, a good guy to have in the locker room. I think it'll be interesting to see where he fits into the rotation this year. Got to like Čančar coming back on a minimum deal, though, right?
Oh, yeah. That's fine. I mean, Vlatko, at the last time that he played for the Nuggets in over a full season, he averaged about 15 minutes a game. He's not a guy that is going to make them. I mean, he's a Jag. He's just a guy.
He's a bench guy. Who's had a difficult time getting significant playing time after all these years.
Yeah. And he's obviously coming off of knee surgery. We'll see. I mean, if he can be a piece that can give him 10 minutes off the bench, great. Fine.
All right, just in case you missed it, Dak Prescott said there have been some conversations about his contract and that the money and all that will take care of itself. The clock is ticking. Prescott seems to have all of the leverage. His current base salary for this year is $29 million. Would you re-sign Prescott for big money or face the great quarterback unknown if you're Jerry Jones?
That's the biggest thing. It's the greatest question, really, in the NFL. How you manage your quarterback situation, and the Cowboys are a perfect example of it. Do we pay someone X amount of dollars?
Let me be specific. Who do you want to pay most out of these three guys? Dak Prescott, CeeDee Lamb, or Micah Parsons? Who's your top choice? And let's weigh in the importance of quarterback.
Well, there would be Dak Prescott.
Okay.
Right?
I guess. Then you better sign him.
I mean, I think. Yeah.
But Micah Parsons is the best player on that roster.
Not even a question.
CeeDee Lamb's number two.
Not even a question. Absolutely. Which begs the question, do you think at some point there will be a salary cap specifically for quarterbacks?
No.
Okay.
Well,
I don't think it's out of the realm.
I shouldn't say that so quickly because of the strength of the players' union that will not even probably attempt to fight it.
I would think there is no sport that I can think of where the disparity between the most important position and everybody else is so wide.
Well, think about this for a second. You're going to have a salary cap for the quarterback position, okay? It's going to be 32 guys against the rest of the league.
Yeah, it is.
You think for a minute that a cornerback is going to not vote for a salary cap for a quarterback so he can make more money?
I hear you. It's an interesting quandary because, look, what has Dak Prescott gotten the Dallas Cowboys?
Right.
But.
Well, hold on. Wait. We kill the music real quick. I think the Packers just scored again.
There you go.
That was Mountain High Appliance, just in case you missed it. Today, finally, it's been like a 2+ week run. They are having a great deal going on, and today is the final day. When you buy a luxury appliance like Decor, Janair, Lofra, Marvel, Monogram, Signature Kitchen Suite, or Thermador, you're going to pay no interest for 18 months with approved financing and if paid in full with a minimum purchase of under $500. Mountain High Appliance, they're the best out there. You can find them in Louisville, Littleton. You can also find their clearance center in Denver. Coming up after the break, yesterday we talked about how ESPN ranked the Broncos roster 31st out of 32 teams. We took a deep dive into their young players, players under the age of 25. Just how good is that core? I don't think it's really that great. That's next.